Well, it's that time of year again, Brendan. We're about 10 days out from the Donegal Half Marathon. How have the preparations been going?
Yeah, preparations have been going very well. We've spent a good bit of work during the year getting ready for this. And now, as you say, with 10 days out, it's becoming a reality. And there's a lot of things we just can't do until the last week of it. And so we're just now in final preparations for it. And the entry numbers have really exceeded our expectations in this. Last year we had in around the 600 mark entered, and this year there's well over 1,000 for the half marathon. And then we also included a relay event this year where we have teams of three doing approximately about 7K each to do the half marathon. And that has again been a huge success because there's about 50 teams that have registered so far for the event. So, you know, overall, there's well over 1,200 people will be turned out on Sunday week for the Donegal Half Marathon.
Yeah, we'll get on to the relay in a minute, and I want to talk to you about the kids section as well. But you mentioned that number 1,200. Is that the most that'll have ever done the Donegal Half Marathon?
Oh, it is indeed. Even in the early years when we had both the marathon and half marathon, we were still in around maybe 800 was our max ever. To go from sort of last year and the year before, you know, between 500 and 600 to doubling up to the 1,200 has been a huge success and a pleasant surprise for us.
Yeah, and I suppose we're still over a week away. That number could rise again in the next week or so.
Yeah, it probably would, because as we've seen in previous years, you always get a little last surge of people that were holding off to make sure that they were in shape and had the training done, and you know, and then putting the entry in the last sort of week of the event.
Yeah, so it all gets underway next Sunday morning, the 24th at 9:20 sharp. What are some of the details for participants regarding the registration, Brendan?
On Friday from 6 to 7, we'll be doing sort of a handout number and goodie bag. And that'll also then continue on Saturday between 2 and 6. So we would encourage as many locals as possible to come, you know, between those times and collect their bib number, their goodie bag and T-shirt. That'll take a bit of pressure off on the Sunday morning. Because of the early start of 9:20, we'd want sort of to be under too much pressure to sort of have a huge number to deal with on that Sunday morning. And I think that, you know, the real message we want to get out for that Sunday morning is that the start line is 1 mile approximately from the registration area. So people need to allow themselves time to be at the start line for the 9:20 start. Because of the traffic arrangement that we have, we won't be able to delay the race. So the race will go at 9:20, no matter who's there or not there. So just encourage people to be on time and to be at the start on time.
You mentioned the start line there. What about the route itself? Have you made any changes to the route, or is it as normal? Maybe you can actually talk us through the route itself.
Yeah, no, we've changed the route of maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and the feedback we've got is that it's now sort of one of the best sort of half marathon routes about. So it starts just on the Conwell Strait. As I say, it's about a mile from the Oral Leisure Centre. So it proceeds then into Letterkenny, taking a right past the Old Dunn Stores and then a left at the Station House Hotel, right over Pierce Road, turning out right at the Tesco Roundabout, out past the IT, taking a left in at the Polestar roundabout, up past the public service offices, and that'll be the first water station and toilets. That then proceeds over past the Century Cinemas and on to Pierce Road again, back over the Old Town Bridge and out to Rock Hill Road. And roughly about 2 miles out to Rock Hill Road, there'll be another water station and toilets again. So proceeds on then to New Mills, straight up past the New Mills Bridge, heading for Rasheedup, which is the turning point. So the race then turns back into Letterkenny via the main sort of Glantys Fintown Road, in past the Conwell Graveyard, which again is over the start line, in past through St. Junan's roundabout, turning right in the back entrance of Aura in that little laneway, round the back of the building, and the finish then was 300 meters on the running track, the Danny Madeira running track. So the natural finish line on the running track is going to be the finish line for the half marathon as well.
The you mentioned earlier the relay race is back this year. You mentioned there was over 50 relay teams signed up. That's a really popular way of doing the half marathon, and the team ethic is maybe an interesting addition, because traditionally, you know, you're on your own on the track but or out on the roads, but having teams taking part will give it another interesting dynamic.
Well, it is indeed, and like we had tried that previous years, and we only had a small number of teams, so we had dropped it. But this year, with so many running groups of Couch to 5K and Fit for Life, you know, people that are out doing little bits and pieces like that, you know, where a half marathon might be too much for them, we sort of got that feedback that they would like to be part of it, but, you know, as part of a relay. So we entered just the three-person team, each doing approximately about 7K each. So that gives those sort of people time now to, you know, they're capable of doing 7K, and give them now another year to build up, and hopefully, as the years go on, they'll do the full half marathon then in future.
Yeah, and I would say there's a few tricky logistics to work out in terms of the relay event. There are three runners in each team, but where do the handovers take place, and how does that work, Brendan?
Yeah, obviously, the leg one, the first runner will start on the starting line. I think that their first changeover then is just a little bit past the Old Town Bridge on that Rock Hill Road at the Creve Smith entrance. So that is roughly about 6.8K, I think it is, or 6.9K. So those second leg runners will be there waiting for them to come. So they just do a hand touch, and the second runner then will proceed on to the next changeover, which will be out at the Rashida Turn. We have a bus that will take the third leg runners from the Aura out to that changeover, and then they will use that same bus then to take any of the second leg runners back into Aura again. So the last runner will get a bib number with the timing chip on it, and that timing chip then will record at the finish line to give them the overall time for their half marathon.
You've it all figured out then. There's also a kids section in the event. Can you tell us a wee bit about that?
Yeah, when we started off, we sort of, Desi Larkin, God rest him, is his idea of the whole event, and his idea that it would be the People's Marathon, and that has sort of turned out to be the way. The locals have turned out not only to take part in it, but also to volunteer and help out. And while the families were sort of coming down to support the people in the race, we decided that we could have a kids 1K, just to keep them entertained while they would be waiting for the full half marathon to take place. So we do the last 1K of the event. The kids sort of take off in little groups. We try to sort of put them into the different sections of age groups, and let them run the last 1K of the event and come onto the finish line the same way as the full half marathon would finish. And that has proved to be a very sort of entertaining and successful event for us.
Yeah, I can imagine. You're all set. As always, I'm sure you'll be encouraging people to get out and support the runners and walkers along the route.
You know, absolutely. You know, I know it's early morning, but at the same time, it's a good way to come and support the family members, and even anybody, you know, about that is willing to volunteer. They can contact the volunteer centre. You know, even for an hour or 2 hours, it'd be great to have that little bit of help. There's four water stations en route, along with a lot of junctions to be covered. So any help is always welcomed in it.